Did you know that if you go to ko-fi.com/porkfrieddice and subscribe, Will won't send goons to your hometown to break your kneecaps?
Pork Fried Dice, now with fun bonus materials for your eyes and ears.
And you can keep your eyes and ears if you support us.
Thank you!
You're listening to the show about recording intros like this while you're sick. It's Pork Fried Dice!
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Is Mo okay?
Oh, can nobody knows.
Mo-body knows the trouble Mo's in. Mo-body knows, but Mo.
Mo has somehow scrabbled a hold on both Pippa and Oscar and has
Mo
pulled
the
them
hero.
To oh, himself. And oh. You all think of Mo at the same time and you look up just to see him crash back first into the side of the boat that's kind of tilted up, and he skids and rolls down to the relatively flat part of the deck, and he just kind of slumps out on the ground, and
he's
his
got, like,
arms
one hit point. He's...
and his arms unfurl. Uh-oh. And Oscar and Pippa tumble out relatively unharmed.
Aww. Wait, didn't I at some point make a Poseidon Adventure, like, reference, and now this is happening?
What's going on?
Mm. Yeah, what is happening?
What are the two things that happen with stories on boats? Either they get there or they don't.
That's true!
That's a very good point, Eric.
So binary.
Am I wrong?
It's not, it's not yacht or not.
Yacht or not!
Oh, that's the yuppie version.
Yacht or not. That's great.
Hey, Bathwack's stuff is still one deck below, I think.
Yeah.
Unless Will is carrying it.
No, I'm not even carrying my stuff, I don't think. Fuck.
Oh, go
to
Roscoe's reset.
Roscoe's got all your stuff. Roscoe has all of it.
No, none of you have it. It's okay. Let's move on.
Oh, my God.
I was going to try to go below deck.
Yeah.
I mean, there's stairs. It's just one level down.
Right? Like, that's the thing. Like,
You're on the front part of the boat, which seems to be the part that's less impacted. And that's where
your
rooms are.
The other part in the water?
So
is it already underwater?
It's in the midst of crashing back down to the... It didn't, like, fold up over itself. The back sort of crumpled up and up, or into and up into the front half, and then it settled back down.
So it's like it got hit from below.
The momentum of the boat was great enough that it ostensibly... Something stopped it immediately.
Okay. Okay.
Mm. To the point that the back of the boat still wanted to keep going, right? That's like in a car crash, like things just collapse into themselves. But this is long enough that it collapsed into and forward.
Okay.
Like if it had more motion, maybe it would have hit this and flipped entirely over.
So there might be a big hole that we can just fly into and get our stuff.
Yeah, like the back half of the boat is raggedly severed from the front half.
Right.
And yeah, the back half is kind of on its side and dipping down past the deck that you're on. And things are still groaning and creaking and crashing. Like, this doesn't seem like a very stable situation.
Yeah, but I still want to, I have a lot of shit in there. That would not be good if we lost all my stuff.
Where's the shit, Will? It's in the room in the back, right? The sinking one?
It's, where the hell is my stuff?
Did you leave it in
your other room?
It was your stuff was moved to the back.
Oh yeah, I did
the new room.
I moved my stuff. No, it was moved, and then I moved it back. But then that would have been the new I can't remember. It's
the window room is where your stuff was moved to by the crew.
Yes, but then it was... Oh, it was moved to afterwards?
No.
Fuck, this is confusing. Oh, no. I didn't know if it was going to be
important. When you were offered a new room by the captain...
Uh-huh.
And you agreed.
Yes, I remember
your
that.
Your belongings were moved there. I know, there.
But then they were moved back because of the hole or something like that,
I think,
remember?
Maybe you didn't want them in there.
Yeah, but then there was the moment where we were all... Oh my God, this has been so long. It's when we were coming back and I like put myself under a sheet because I was
there
trying.
There was no magic.
There was no magic. I feel like I moved the stuff again, but I don't know where it is.
I think you probably would have put it back in your first room. Where else?
I don't know.
This is like the cup game on the screen at baseball games. Which cup did your stuff end up under?
It's fine. Let's say it's in the front.
Bathwack, wait, are you close? Like, can I have a conversation with you?
I think so. I think we're Bathwack, all on the same
If you path. Find any of Will's stuff, just stick it in the terrarium. It's floating around somewhere. it paddles. So just you can stick it all in there and then you won't have to carry everything.
Yeah, where's the terrarium? Do we see it?
Rafina says that, and it's almost as if it's magically summoned. You see it paddling up. I mean,
I was not trying to take advantage of my lack of my, what's the word? The way that I just make things up and then Eric says it's so.
No, I
was
trying. I like that the terrarium only shows up when you talk about it. It swam before.
I definitely wanted to swim. I just didn't mean that it had to show up right away.
I love that every time you mention it, it shows up. Yeah. I love it. It's funny.
It's always like waiting there.
There's a little doggy paddle.
Yeah. I mean, so I guess I would be trying to go as well. I'd put Shimi down if there's a stable place to be for now.
Okay.
And go check and fly as fast as I can.
Okay. Yeah. So I could either go down the stairs to the cabins below.
Well, like I said, I think there's a hole, right?
Yeah.
I would just try to check out the whole situation to see if I even recognize any of the rooms, if they're gone or what.
Okay.
Or shit's just floating everywhere in the ocean.
So yeah, Bathwack and Will fly down, and yeah, there's a sort of a gaping hole that you can plunge down into. It's dark down here. There's no operational lights at this point or anything like that. And you think, yeah, you could probably make it down the hallway. This is a tall ship. If your stuff were on the bottom level, maybe not at this point.
Where's Reed Thorin? I didn't say that out loud.
He didn't come to the talent show, so he's probably dead.
Yeah, fuck him. It was a free performance too.
Bathwack really cared, and I want to make sure that
it was a free performance with a mandated requirement to participate.
There was a person next to our room, also like some other person, and I don't know if he got killed too, but I know that it was important to Bathwack, so I just want to like it is something.
It definitely
to
is
mention.
Something.
Well, shoot. But the boat is sinking.
If you say that, if you know where he is, I don't know where he is, but like you must.
I don't know either,
Like this all sucks because we don't know. But in reality, we would know. It's been like goddamn 20 minutes, Eric. Help us out. Like we would know where these things are. So can we go and find them? Would he know where Reed Thorin is?
Don't necessarily. I mean, last you've seen him, he was in the.
Knocked out.
In that like control room.
Control room.
Which is a level below.
But I mean, the talent, we had all night to sleep in the talent show and
that's
blah, blah,
true.
Blah, right?
Yeah.
Like he's probably up and about doing whatever his thing is, or he's dead because Ferret killed him.
Yeah.
We
haven't seen him.
Last time you saw Sean, he was at a cage on the second level, which is at the very back of the boat. Which is underwater at this point.
All right. Roscoe will try to help Sean, I guess. Yeah. We're all trying to rescue somebody.
I think we would communicate this to be like,
yeah.
Like, okay, sure. I'm going to go get
the
my
idea
stuff, says Will.
That Sean is still stuck in that fucking cave. That sucks.
Right,
Roscoe
terrible.
Will try to help Sean.
It's a good thing that Nar was chopped up by a helicopter blade because now you don't have to worry about him.
That's true. That's true. Thank goodness.
Aren't I kind DM?
For that virgin,
virgin record.
Virgin helicopter. Virgin just, helicopter. As his, just as his singing career is about to take off.
What the fuck?
That's so amazing.
Oh my god.
In the distance, we see a mushroom cloud as the helicopter explodes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's the final chapter.
All right. So I know that Bathwack and Will are going to float down to the level below to save their personal belongings. Roscoe's going to try to go to the back of the boat to ease human suffering. Do I have that right?
Specific human suffering.
Yeah, he's trying to...
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll put Sean out of his misery so that he doesn't suffer.
Hell yeah. Will goes, yeah.
Anybody else know about Reed Thorin?
Well, the first thing I was going to do is since it's, well, we're going to see what the ship is like. Like, can we actually get anywhere?
It's broke.
Yeah, it's broke. How broke, though? We'll find out. But while we're down here getting our crap, we can check the room that had the
guard outside
with
of it?
The other knocked out guard. Yeah,
we're inside of it. Okay. All right. So you guys zoom down into this dark passageway that used to be this grand, hall of staterooms. It is dark, like I said, but not pitch black. You can still make your way through without running into much. It's in disarray, like some of the doors have fallen off the hinges, and it's, clearly been subjected to the forces that this ship just went through. But you can make your way down and get into your rooms and gather everybody's or your own things or whatever makes sense. You do feel the ship sort of, again, groaning and creaking around you.
Do we see any other passengers?
Are you going down there too, Rafina? Because you can't fly. Like, what
no,
are you going
I wasn't
down the stairs?
I'm trying to understand what am I seeing up where I am.
Got it. So up on deck, Shimi has been deposited. Mo is sprawled out, remember, on his back, having...
I wanted to go to Mo, yeah.
...caught the animals. Roscoe, I guess you're trying to make your way towards the back of the boat. We're going to have to figure out how you traverse that in a minute, I think.
Are we underwater? Are we swimming down?
No.
It's fallen back down, but it's still above water.
Yeah, well, the back of the boat is further down than the front of the boat. There's like a bit of a chasm in between the front half and the back half now, where it had broken.
Okay.
So you're going to have to figure out how to get from where you are down to there. So those are the people in the group, Rafina. You see Gnar slowly getting to his feet over a ways. He looks like he took a fall and he's bleeding out of his nose and mouth, but Whoa. he doesn't seem to be in too bad of a situation. He is, again, getting to his feet and trying to maybe get his wits about him. And then smashed up in a heap against one of the sides of the boat, near one of the lifeboats, you see what you think is the ferret. It looks like just a jumble of sable colored fur, sort of smooshed up against the rail. And as things settle, the ferret flops back from the side of the boat, and you see that its forehead has been caved in. And he seems to be just lifelessly laying on the deck.
Like caved in as in there's nothing there, or like you would expect an organic?
I bet you
the latter.
He's literally related to the boat. Like he just got conked on the head because the boat hit something, I bet.
I see. Oh, I see. I see. I was trying to understand, but it looks like it's a
wound, like a physical injury
that you would expect.
Not something unknowable and unfathomable.
Yeah, it wasn't like, oh, his head is collapsing in or something.
Yeah, it's not like an active supernova or something like that.
Oh, really? Okay, good. But I'm glad I asked because KT has insight, as usual, into what's probably going on.
It's just my idea. But I mean, I think it's because he was on giving a speech about how he's like the boat or whatever. So.
Makes sense. So yeah, if you go to Mo, he's shallowly breathing. But he does seem to be alive. He's pretty significantly hurt after that tumble.
Okay, well, I'm going to heal Mo.
Okay. How?
I'm looking.
Okay.
I have many choices.
Oh, Will should kiss him.
I'm not there. I'm getting stuff, okay?
I'm getting
kiss
stuff.
Kiss my ass. How about that? You don't even know I can kiss anyone. Shut up.
Kiss.
I can't kiss anybody. It doesn't even work.
If I were a good player, I would rank my spells in order of how powerfully healing they are. Because I'm always like, oh, I've got to look at all of my healing spells and figure out which one's the best in this situation. Boo.
Sorry, all right. Abby.
It's your fault that I'm a bad player. I don't think of doing this until I'm doing it, until I'm trying to figure it out. All right, I'm going to use Prayer of Healing.
By the way, KT and I were just today talking about how good of a D&D player you are, just so you know.
Yes.
Just so you know.
Well, I appreciate you ignoring the parts where I don't actually organize very well.
I was mostly talking about how you're a performer, because like I know that you have not done plays, I guess, but... Like, I was like, I remember when we first started, it was so different. Now Abby's like, Eric talked about the Pineapple Wars thing you read and wrote. And like, you're very funny and you have really good instincts.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everyone else is shit.
Yep.
That's what we were saying too. We were like, everyone else is dumb. Roasted man?
Post-it man?
Post-it man.
Post-it.
Are those Post-its on your face?
No.
Oh.
No.
What's wrong? What are you doing?
They're little popcorn bags, hand warmers.
Oh, do your eyes hurt?
Popcorn bags.
Are you playing cornhole?
With his own eyeballs.
Are you going to the bathroom? Does everybody eyeball need to slots. Go to the bathroom?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go to the bathroom. Back to D&D.
Okay.
Blah, 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 blah.
All right. So... Bathwack and Will have plunged into the bowels of the ship to gather their belongings.
Okay.
Roscoe, you're heading over to try to make your way down into the back of the boat, which is faring much worse than the front half. What?
We haven't finished healing Mo. I rolled.
Oh, okay. How much healing did you give him?
And I rolled.
I rolled so far away.
Was that 18?
Yeah.
18 healing?
Well, yeah, right? Because it's plus... something.
Oh. You rolled a bunch of d8s.
Yeah.
How many? The spell says 11. Did you cast it at a higher level or something? I don't know why it had you roll 4, because the screen says a 1 and a 6 plus 4, like the if you hover over the result.
Yeah. 2d8 plus 4. Yeah, that's really weird, actually. What do you suggest we do?
Well, they also get, and you get 4 hit points, thanks to your life domain.
Yes,
but
I can't use them. I'm already full.
Maxed out. Good.
Yeah.
So, Mo goes... and,
Mo, you're a hero. Thank you for saving the animals. How do you feel?
Okay. What happened?
We're not really sure. The boat has a problem.
Yeah, it stopped. I don't think they're supposed to stop like that. Do we get where we're supposed to go?
And it's kind of broken, too.
Oh.
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, where's Roscoe going?
He didn't tell me, but he's Seems like he's on a mission. Should we go follow him?
Okay, he may need help.
It could be. Lots of people might need help. Let's go!
Okay! And he picks you up and runs towards Roscoe.
Oh, yay!
Roscoe, you get to the back of the front half of the boat, and there's a jagged hole, and the back half of the boat is, like, further down and far away from you, and slowly sinking into the bay. What do you do? What are you doing?
Who does Rafina have flying boots?
No.
Nope.
There doesn't happen to be some kind of mast or secondary mast near here.
Not even a tertiary mast.
Not even a tertiary mast.
This is a mastless boat.
Roscoe's gonna use the fishing line. That is presumably, there must still be some fishing line here.
Oh, it's still tangled around you, yeah. You're a mess.
Roscoe would be like, okay, you two, you tie this over to that, quadrary mast over there.
Okay!
Do you mean quaternary?
And I'm gonna lower myself down here and go over to the other, to the back end of the ship. Just to, I wanna go ask Sean why he didn't come to the show.
Are you sure you don't want me to go?
Are you offering?
Yeah.
While I think that might make that might be easier. Wait, can Moe's breathe underwater?
He can breathe. He can last for a long time underwater. He can't. No, not indefinitely.
No, you know. I feel like I need to do this because honestly, I know I blamed Rafina earlier, but Rafina. I know I blamed you earlier, but I'm pretty sure it was my job to go get Sean out of the cage for the show. And so if he's stuck in there and about to like drown or something, that makes me feel bad. So I'm gonna go do that. You guys let's fasten this fishing line here and I'll lower myself down.
Okay.
Man, this is long fishing line.
Yeah.
It like it magic.
Too long. Too long. Or something.
Too long. <right.
laughs> Roscoe's eyes slightly cross, and he just looks off at nothing.
Jeez.
And then he lowers himself down the too long fishing line. So yeah, you get down there, you are able to kind of skirt around. You go to where the boat is still like half conjoined. And anybody watching is kind of impressed by Roscoe's nimbleness. It betrays his age a little bit. He's able to, when focused on this task, sort of make his way across over to the sinking half of the ship rather adeptly.
You mean it belies his age?
Yeah, belies, because betrays, I think, would imply that he couldn't do it because he's older. Like, it's showing.
But I only correct you because the distinction between belie and betray is something I think about at least once a week.
Wow.
Like, it is constantly, I'm like, belie or betray? Belie or betray? It is something I think about the odd amount.
So yeah. Belie means, like, gives away, I guess.
No, it gives a false impression. Betray gives away. It betrays like would be.
Well, I was saying that
something.
He is moving in a way that you would not expect a man of his age to move.
Yes.
Yeah, it belies his age.
That's what I said.
No, you said betrays.
Really?
Yeah, we all heard it.
Oh, yeah.
We all heard it, babe.
But this is. I meant this to is say a belie. Like,
it's okay. It happens as you get older. It happens.
No, I'm not feeling
this
bad.
Is why.
It's weird.
This is why I think about it so often, is because it is something that weirdly, even if you know the difference. Yes. It's easy to just kind of say the other one. Mm-hmm.
And then there's belay, which is a whole other thing.
What'd you say?
And then there's belay, which is a whole other thing.
Well, he just did that down the other side of the ship.
There you go. Nice.
He just did belay.
Nice. How do you spell that? Is it like
B-E-L-A-Y?
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was like B-E-L-L-Y.
Well, no. The original spelling is B-E-L-L-Y.
Belay. I want to call. Oh man, I really hope that that's what you call your ballet, Adam.
It's my ballet.
I want to see
your
my
head,
ballet.
On my ballet.
really hope that's true. I'm going to picture that.
If it is true, it belies your... Wait.
Belay.
It belies your... I don't know.
Let's move on.
Yes.
Moving right along.
So Roscoe...
So Roscoe's fucking is flipping Roscoe's across. Roscoe's
very nimble.
Yeah, he's yeah, flipping exactly. all over the place.
And you head down into the guts of this broken half of the ship. You're able to make your way to the correct level. Kind of matches up with how you're able to traverse over to that other side. And you're kind of on a bit of a cant, the floor is, rather, as you head down into the back of the boat. And eventually you plunge into the cold water of Desqueeny Bay. And heading into the darkness of the stern of the ship. Thankfully, you are able to breathe easily underwater, so the claustrophobia you may normally have felt while heading into an enclosed space full of water doesn't strike you. You slide past the room with the sex window in it.
Damn it! Worked really hard on that
yep.
sex window.
You glance in, it's in pieces now. The whole thing is just in shambles.
Thanks.
And the door to the drinking room / courtroom.
The drinking room
is open beneath you, so you can sort of just slip down into the water. It's getting darker and darker as you head down and down creepy. Into the back of the ship. And you get to the cage, which still stands at the far end of the room, and you see the door is hanging ajar, and you can, at the bottom of the cage, see a few odd shapes wrapped in khaki, which you can recognize as pieces of Sean Indigo's clothing.
What about all of Sean Indigo's animals? You guys... Eric, you're cruel. We're going to spend 45 episodes on this fucking sinking ship now.
Oh.
You all see the crates from his room bobbing away in the current, out of reach of any story, but also out of reach of any harm.
Is that canon?
Yes.
Yay! Okay.
Then also canon is, like, I guess before Roscoe went underwater, he pulled out the Myconid.
Mm-hmm.
And asked it, like, hey, are you able to go underwater?
No, I'm not.
All right, do you want to wait right here? And he puts him on a, I don't know, on like a thermostat. If there's a thermostat.
A quinchiary mask.
Anything, a thermostat is the funniest choice.
He puts him on a thermostat.
It makes me think that I don't think this is true, but it makes me think Adam just hid Easter eggs.
Yeah, I know, because you put him on the thermostat.
Yeah, he puts him on something. Mm-hmm. Some kind of, you know, like a
something.
A wall sword or...
Did you say a wall sword?
Wall sword.
They had, didn't the other ship, the last ship, had wall swords?
The last ship?
There was a sideways knife chandelier discussion. I don't even know what that meant, but it was in the last ship, I think, or maybe it was this one.
What are we doing with our lives?
I don't know what we're doing with our lives, Eric. What the fuck? This is your world. You're the one that makes it up.
How do we have tens of listeners?
Tens! Woo!
Look, my point is I'm not drowning the mic in it, okay?
Yeah, I got it.
But so Roscoe goes down there. He will do a closer investigation because he doesn't have to hold his breath or anything. He can get closer.
Mm-hmm.
He's investigating these shapes wrapped in khaki.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are various human limbs and appendages.
Scraps. Okay. All right.
Morsels.
Yeah. Roscoe holds, like, looks at him. He holds him in his hands. He hangs his head for a bit.
Aww.
And then he's like, "Hey, Sean, where are you?"
I'm over here mourning these appendages.
That poor guy, he's dead because we just fucked him over, right? Too like we.
No, I think the ferret killed him.
Yes, I know. I know that the ferret killed him, but he killed. He wouldn't have been in that
position.
We lied. Because,
we lied that
we were breaking. We weren't breaking into his room. We were just like, it just shot random darts at this kid's face, and now he's in parts at the bottom of a cage at the bottom of the ocean. Bye, right. Sean.
I think that he still would have killed him overnight because he seemed to be very indiscriminate about
maybe
like, who needed to
but
go.
I think we're the villains right. of this.
I mean, also, why did the captain die? Because this owlbear was released into the boat.
Nobody ever give Rafina / Abby absolution mustard ever again. Yep. Not a fraud. That's okay. What happened anyway? All right. Well,
do the ends justify the means? That's the question.
Well, yes, justify you know that mustard. Will thinks yes, they do. He doesn't.
Well, for mustify. The second time, I'm pretty sure I had Ross. Roscoe must have done this. I feel like he did. He did a Ernest Borgnine Poseidon Adventure thing. But he'll now it actually feels appropriate. He'll say over the remains of Sean Indigo. Well, I'll just say, you're a lot of guts, Sean Indigo. A lot of guts.
Oh my god. And, nobody's there to see no. it. Man. Yeah. Roscoe's
oh, Roscoe will tell you all about
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
he'll go back the way it came and he'll mm-hmm. he'll say that he'll stop at the sex window and be like, you had a lot of guts, sex window. A lot of guts.
And you scoop the myconid off the carbon monoxide detector and...
You've got a lot of guts, myconid creature. A lot of guts. Does he get it? Does the myconid get it?
Yeah, he nods.
He nods.
Poseidon adventure. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Oh my goodness. Wow.
Oh, fuck.
All right. So you all reconvene on the top deck.
Oh, we were successful? Like, did we find Reed Thorin?
No, you didn't find Reed Thorin. You didn't find that other guard.
Oh.
Okay. Rafina can
did
have shown you.
Did we find our bags?
Yeah.
Okay.
You find your stuff. I'm not cruel.
Jeez.
Well, wow. Guys, I gotta say, Sean Indigo is now Sean Indigone. Okay, no, hold on. No, Sean Indigo is now Sean Indigwent.
That's what I thought you were gonna say the first time.
Me too.
Who are you?
Me three.
Shimi.
Oh, Shimi, your voice just
yeah.
changed.
I mean, I think Indigwent was where my mind went first, yeah. But then I thought, well, Indigone seems more obvious. I should say Indigone.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right, well, if you didn't like that one, get a load of this. I said you're a lot of guts.
I don't get
a lot
it.
Of guts. All right. Well, have you ever seen
No.
Have you ever seen the... Okay, well...
He lived underground, Roscoe. You gotta understand. This Mo, this elegant creature right here, this guy, this man of society, was born underground and lived underground.
Yeah, the rest of us terrestrials have all seen the Poseidon Adventure.
Right.
Okay.
Mo,
didn't you guys do any, like, shadow plays down there, like in your caves? You know...
My life was shadow play.
Yeah, Roscoe, it was intense down there. It was not
very
good.
Philosophical. Philosophical, guys.
Shadow play, like, in a kinky way? Or...
Elaborate.
Like, some people like water play.
Yeah, I know about that. Like... What's shadow play? Tell me.
Shadow play is when you're about to move in with someone and they accuse you of having a dark shadow following
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah, we do that all the time.
We'll just have to leave that to the podcast listeners, our tens of listeners' imagination.
That's what it takes for me to really get good suction on Sex Window.
Oh my god.
Oh. you get it. All right, well, that's my update anyway. Uh-huh. What did you guys all do in the aftermath of this insane thing that just happened?
Yeah, what is happening?
Called the fire department to get Mo off of the sex window before the ship sinks.
Someone break the seal!
Help it! Someone triple dog dare me!
Yeah, I was thinking Christmas Story too. Yeah. Well, I guess that's what the reference was. So that was the fire part.
Yeah,
I forgot that part. Okay. Stick a move.
Will
I stick and I move? You like?
Oh God! Yikes! Will Seriously. Dumps whatever of other people's stuff he's carrying. He just dumps it in front of everybody, and then goes and flies and tries to see what we hit. Because like, is anything happening? Is anything attacking us?
You see that the ship has grounded itself on a small circular islet.
What? A small circular, like a normal one or like made of metal or something? What does it look like?
It's not made of metal, no.
Okay, and how small?
Are there things growing on it?
There are a couple of scrubby bushes on the southern edge of the islet. It's pretty small, though. It's maybe... You know, as islets go, it's, let's say, like 150 yards diameter.
Wow.
I don't know what a yard is.
3 feet.
3 feet.
So 750 feet.
I don't know what 3 feet is.
That is small. And it just presumably maybe wasn't here before. Wow. All right, cool. Hey, guys, we crashed on an island in the middle of the bay. What a great captain. He's dead, right?
Well, let's check on him. He doesn't look so great.
Yeah, you check on him. I don't want to check on him.
Okay.
I fly further away from the boat.
Yeah, he was pretty slimy. And, I mean, he's going to have... I mean, his head is bashed in.
Slimier.
Yeah. All right, fine. Are we going to check on him?
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I'm like walking over to him.
Medical check. Dead God, living God.
Yeah, really.
Let's see.
Oh, I have to click something.
Yeah.
Let's see. And we just sit here.
I just said medical check.
You thought you had one of those Neuralink
things. Declare bankruptcy!
A 16. As far as you can tell, I mean, you've not... medically checked many gods, but
yeah,
you've medically checked other beings, and this seems similar to other dead beings you have medically checked.
But this is not the first time he's died. Remember the time he was a human and he died?
Right.
What's his final boss form?
Ferret Dorf.
Ganon Ferret, yeah.
But actually, Ganon is the final form usually. Ganondorf Ganon. Is.
Yeah. I'm gonna fly him over to the islet. Ooh. And leave him here with his ship.
Oh, I like it.
Does he pick him up?
They can both be wrecked on this islet.
I have a question. Who was supposed to be steering the ship? Would that have been Reed Thorin's job?
Might have been the crew's job.
Like, what the
but
fuck?
The captain killed them all, so he was in charge of steering the stupid thing.
I honestly think that guy was not just like a jerk, but also like maybe kind of an idiot.
Bad at his job.
And a bad talent show judge, too.
I want to fly over to the islet, too, because I want to see what the deal with this thing is. Does it look brand new? Does it look like something that popped out of nowhere?
Give me an investigation check, I guess. Or nature, maybe.
Nature is terrible.
Nature.
I rolled an investigation.
All right. You rolled an investigation.
Oh, I got a 20 win.
A 20 van. The island has a cruise ship crashed into one end of it. With a 21 investigation, the things that you would notice is that It seems almost perfectly round. Mm. And it seems wetter than you would have imagined an islet just sitting out here in the middle of the bay to be. It hasn't been raining recently or anything like that, and you don't see significant waves crashing over it or anything like that.
I land on it.
Okay.
I'm just looking at other people to see what the Bathwack's bringing the ferret dead body over. Mm-hmm. Does that do anything?
I don't know. No. Does the islet have a mouth? That's where I'm going to deposit the ferret. No, I'm just kidding. You said it was circular.
Yeah, it's circular. It's sort of this smooth, like, stone.
Oh, smooth stone. Weird. What color?
Like a light tan. Okay. Like a khaki almost.
There are bushes on it, though.
Yeah, there's like some scrubby, some kind of bushes growing on the along the southern edge perimeter of the island. Islet.
Well, I don't want no scrubby bushes.
Scrubby bushes are some guys that don't get no love from me.
Hanging out the passenger side of his ferret ship. All right, Alex, you're just content left and right.
Yep,
you can even pull these clips if you need me to pull them. Just tell me, I'll send them to you.
Oh my god! I stamp my foot on it, like I stamp my heel into it. Does it feel like stone?
Yeah, it's like a, it's like a, sandstone kind of feel. Like it's not like a shale or a granite or something like that. It's a softer stone.
Okay.
The rest of you can make your way down. You look up at the massive height of the ship above you. It's starting to cant a little bit to the right.
Can we get a boat? Can we get one of the lifeboats off?
Yeah, before I was gonna say, is this the only land we see like around?
You can see the distant Gully's End shore to the south. I'm trying to orient myself in my brain. Kind of south, east or west. I can't remember.
Yeah. Certainly Roscoe's not leaving this ship without getting the...
Okay.
Is it a lifeboat? Like a big lifeboat for all of us?
Yeah, there's a couple of them you can lower down on either side. Yeah. One of the ones in the back was gone, and then the other one is sort of lost to disaster, but you can lower two of them down and get them over to the islet.
Oh my god. Is there any like water
you're like, surrounded by water?
Well, no. So like Will suddenly is like, what the fuck? Like do we need to worry about like how long is this distance? Does anyone boat? Rafina, help. Boat situation, math calculations. How long is it going to be to get to that shore?
Is this something that Rafina would be able to calculate based on her knowledge of the width of...
Give me a boat check.
Did you just say boat check?
Yeah. You figure it out.
Sure.
12 insight. You think it is kind of hard to judge. Distance at sea is always difficult without your proper instrumentation, of course. No ferry person is found without a sextant, and you are found without a sextant. But you think that a trip from here to the shore on a lifeboat could take anywhere from 6 to 18 hours.
Oh,
so pleasant.
I'm confident it's under a day of straight sailing.
Rowing.
Whatever.
I think it matters. You'll find it matters around hour 7.
Oh no.
I used it figuratively, but fine. I'll let you win this one, Eric.
Do I get the thumbs up?
Oh, you're in the dark, so you can't get your little thumbs up. So I relayed the news to the team, to Shimi and the Shimshams. Oh, there you go. You got it.
I did it. Shimi and the Shimshams.
Yep.
Woo! Wait.
So here's my estimate.
18 hours?
Yeah. Not so bad.
Yeah, not so bad. Not so bad. Who's going to row that whole time? What are we going to do?
Well, We'll take turns.
Okay, also, like, what about food and water and shit?
Wait a minute. Clock faces arms don't get tired, do they?
He looks at you, puts his hands on his hips, and cocks his head sassily.
Just saying. Is that 18 hours to get to? Is that the closest land that we see?
Yep. That's really the only direction you see land at this point.
We're gonna die out here.
No, we're not. We have our water skins. We can nibble each other's toenails or something until we get there. It's fine.
Rafina.
You mean to, like, pass the time?
Oh, jeez. You're fucking weird,
Is there
Rafina.
Any alcohol left in this part of the boat that's still above water? Let's go get it, Shimi. No, wait, you stay here.
Get what?
Alcohol. I said.
Oh, I got some.
You did.
Pulls out a half a bottle of whiskey, Bufflin whiskey.
Oh, Shimi. Can't believe Bathwack didn't just high-five you right then.
he grabbed it out of my hand. His mouth's full.
Oh my god.
So you're all standing around despairing your lot in life. What are the odds that you would just run into the only seeming body of land out in the middle of Duquesne Bay?
Yeah.
What a captain. I don't know. Don't tell me them. Because they probably won't make sense in the world that I'm creating.
Never tell me the odds. Because they're irrelevant.
And all of a sudden, anybody who's paying attention at all to their surroundings will notice that a crack appears in this sandstone-like surface below your feet.
Ooh.
Running from the east side of the islet to the west side of the island.
Does almost it make a noise?
Perfectly bisecting the circle. A noise. Sure, it makes a slight sound.
Oh.
And the two sides of the islet begin moving away from each other and down into the water.
Oh no.
What?
And in the widening gap in between them is revealed ever so slowly. You can move back with the khaki sandstone if you'd like, or
I'd jump onto a lifeboat if
or
it
just
seems like
hover
going underwater.
Off the ground. That's or whatever true, it might be. You can see within this gap appearing again very slowly what appears to be some sort of an eye staring up at the sky with a beautiful purple iris and the deepest black pupil you've ever seen. The sclera is white, shot through with red-orange veins. And the eyelids of this eyelet fully retreat back into the bay. And
oh my god.
You're not sure if your very soul is being peered into by this ocular apparition, or if you're looked directly through as if you don't exist. One way or the other, we're going to find out exactly how you feel and what this means next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Wow.
Oh, the eyelets.
That's creepy. That's pretty great. Wow.
Is it a
weird
ball? Is this an
eyeball ball?
Eyeball ball.
Is it an eyeball ball? Is this one of the eyeballs? Is this Lovecraftian shit?
Eyeball trampoline.
I'm excited.
Is this like the eye that saw Bathwack?
Oh my goodness.
Interesting. Creepy. I'm so glad the ferret's dead. That is honestly, the ferret might be my least favorite character.
I could tell that Eric couldn't wait to kill him off. Eric, I don't think, was enjoying playing.
Eric was
character.
Like, please, let's just go above board. I have a plan to get rid of this guy. Please just trust me. We have to be
up there. You found more that way too slimy.
I've been accused more than once of just sitting here and hoping other people talk.
Oh, babe.
Fuck you, babe. Alex. Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please leave us a kind review wherever you listen to us. Also, consider supporting us by subscribing to us on Ko-fi at tinyurl.com/supportpfd, where you can gain access to lots of exclusive treats and behind-the-scenes goodies. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.